Questions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks for listening today. Again, to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Hi, this is Dennis of the Home Times, a good little newspaper for God and country. I want to send you a copy. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. I believe we have a powerful weapon for righteousness at our disposal, prayer. Let's put God in control. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. 888-439-3509.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Message that was going to call Micaiah in verse 13, spake unto him, saying, behold, now the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, and what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. So he came to the king, and the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him, go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? Okay, so the king is kind of prodding him because he knows that he's a prophet of truth. Then he starts to prophesy. He said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me but evil? And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. The Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth. I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets. And the Lord has spoken evil concerning thee. Zedekiah, the son of Chenina, went near and smote Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see in that day when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. They carried Micaiah back, put him back in prison. But my point is this, he spoke, he proclaimed, he prophesied as the Lord led him in that situation that sealed the doom of a wicked king. While all others prophesied good fortune, prosperity and victory, he prophesied truth. And because he did that, you saw the counsel in heaven. God said, all right, because there's someone that speaks truth there into this situation, I'm going to send lying spirits. I'm going to send a spirit to persuade Ahab. Even though he knew Micaiah was speaking truth. Are you hearing? See, Micaiah spoke the truth. It didn't look like anything was going to change. But God intervened because somebody released truth in that situation. And Ahab, knowing that Micaiah spoke the truth, went on anyway. You see, when he spoke truth into that situation, destiny was set. Something was sealed there. Something had to happen there. Because God has somebody on the ground that spoke it out, that proclaimed it. Now think about it a moment. If he had been in his right mind, he said, wait a minute. And all these others are just prophesying lies. Amen. I know this guy, every time he's prophesied something, it's been the truth. It's come to pass. He wouldn't have gone. But he wouldn't have disguised himself. And look how God works. He said that he disguised himself. And when they went out, the Syrians had told all the mighty men, don't fight anybody, but go after the king. Go after Ahab. And so Jehoshaphat had on his royal robes or his kingly robes. And when they saw him, they went after him. And Jehoshaphat cried out and they realized that wasn't Ahab. So they stopped chasing him. Now look at this. See, when you release a word, you may not know how it's going to come to pass. But it's going to come to pass. Ahab was disguised. No, nobody knew he was even the king out there. But there was a young man just got enlisted in the Syrian army. Probably behind everybody else, you know, didn't even know how to shoot his bow. You know, everybody up there, and he just probably was trying to get it on there and finally got it on there and just shot it up there. That's what the word means, at a venture. He wasn't even aiming at Ahab. But see, the word had been released. The word had been proclaimed. The word had been released into that environment, into that situation. Micaiah was back in the prison. Huh? Ahab was disguised. That young boy shot that arrow and just shot it in the air. Had no clue where it was going to land and hit Ahab. Ahab said, I'm wounded. The rest of the day he had to stand up in that chariot and bleed to death. And he died right in that chariot. It wasn't a boy. It wasn't some expert archer. The mighty men of Syria didn't even find him. It was the word that had been released. Are you hearing me? I say it was the word that was released that found him. When you proclaim certain things, even in the face of your adversity, and you are not compromising with it. Yeah, you might go through some things, but guess what? He that is in you is greater, amen? God's not going to suffer anything on you that you cannot bear. But you got to stand up and proclaim, because we are what? We are world changers. We are the ones that bring in the kingdom. Let's tell somebody, the kingdom's here right now. You are a citizen, but you need to proclaim some stuff. If we're going to take over every domain, I can't take over the domain that you're in. You got to take it over. You got to confront it. You got to prophesy into it. You've got to speak into it. You've got to decree into it. You've got to resist the enemy in it. You've got to take, because you are equipped as well. You've been taught, you've been trained, you've been imparted to. So it's time out for just coming to church. Tell somebody, we're on an assignment. We have a mission. The Holy Ghost. See, this is what you have to understand. You think, well, wow, what an enormous job ahead of us. The church, we're going to change everything. You got to understand something. The Holy Ghost is in charge of this. It ain't just you and me. It's the Spirit of Christ in us. It's He that's changing it. He just needs your cooperation. He needs you to cooperate, to yield, to obey. He'll change it. And you know what? He'll not be defeated. He will accomplish what he set out. This going to happen. It's got to happen. Amen. Tell somebody, it's got to happen. The Holy Ghost is going to do this. He'll not be defeated. He'll not be denied. He'll not be resisted. Who can resist him? Who can stop him? What God has done. Only you, amen, can hinder the work. You are his instrument. I say you are. You and I are his instruments. And you got to open your mouth. Amen. And let the word. You see, we must be accurate. You open your mouth and you're not accurate, the enemy going to discourage you. Intimidate you. That's why you got to spend time before God and be accurate. And you know, fledgling prophetic voices, you know, you're patient with them. But there comes a point in time where we need 100% accuracy. Amen? Everybody releasing the word of God, releasing the word of God in the metro. God has, a plan to take over this city, this county, this region. And I was asking God, okay, Lord, how does that look? What does it look like? How do we know It's an opportunity. He took me simply to the book of Acts. Healings, deliverances, salvation, prosperity, breakthroughs, relationships that are well. Are you hearing? This is kingdom. When there's confusion and strife and hatred and all that, and kingdom starts to take over, the atmosphere changes. Everything starts to change in a region, in a locale. Where the devil once occupied and ruled, he's no longer there. He's cast out. Hello? And that's what our call. Tell somebody, that's our call. At Christ's ascension, when he ascended, he led captivity captive and he gave gifts. For you that don't think there are any apostles today, there are what you call the ascension gifts. There were the 12. Minus Judas plus Matthias. But there were the 12 that saw him, that touched him, that handled him, that were with him from the beginning to the end and saw him ascend. But after he ascended, he gave more gifts. First apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. For what? The edifying of the body of Christ, the building up of the body of Christ, the unifying of the body of Christ, until, what are these giftings for? Until we come into a place of maturity, until we are no longer children, just tossed to and fro, wondering today if God loves us, wondering if God really cares, will God really bring it to pass, is the word really true, am I really God's child, will I really make it? See, we got to grow past all of that. That's what these giftings are for, to build you up, to establish you in maturity, so you are no longer tossed to and fro, wandering. One day up, the next day down. One day in, one day out. A victim of circumstance. No, everything changes. I said everything in our environment is subject to change. But that don't change us. Hello, look at somebody, I'm not changing. When it comes to God and the things of God, I'm not changing in the sense of wavering and vacillating. I'm staying on course. When I get tired, amen, I'm going to stay on course. When I feel like I've been beat down, I'm staying on course. Hello, when you fall, you know what? God will pick you back up. Tell somebody, stay on course. It's for the perfecting of saints. Till you get mature. Till you can say things that pertain to destiny and the kingdom, and not stuff that's from demonic sources, defeating your own cause, and amen, distracting and blocking your own self with your own mouth, with your own thoughts, with your own feelings. See, God wants us to be. He's not concerned with a whole lot of stuff, but he wants us to be. When you can be, then what you say will be accurate. You don't have to practice what you preach what you are. Of course, we understand what we say and what we do on the earth, or what we say and what we do, has power. Tell somebody, you got power to bind and to loose. I'm going to say it again. Some of us need to be reminded. You have power to bind and to loose. We are continuing in our series entitled Dominion. Our message, proclamation. Even in the midst of chaos, we must be bold to speak God's word. Micaiah spoke truth. Although the other 400 false prophets were speaking lies, Micaiah spoke the truth and destiny was pushed forward. He was not influenced by evil Ahab's nature. Ahab tried to disguise himself when going to war by having Jehoshaphat wear a robe, but the word found Ahab. We are world changers, my friend. God has equipped us. We must take over every domain. Don't stop proclaiming God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.